The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 19, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 1st, 2009, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, Dhyana Yoga, text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yata dipo nevatasto nengate sopama smrito yogino yachititasya yunjato yogamatmanaha. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna-conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place. Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sangrajata Sagana Ragunathan Vita Dham Prajima Sudaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. This is the way to be. Yeah. Not a dancing mind. The soul can dance. That's all right. But the mind should be very steady. You see, the mind should be just like a lamp in a windless place. You could take a powerful microscope and you could focus on that flame and there would be absolutely no motion, if you can imagine. An absolutely motionless flame. You see, this is how the mind should be. Completely steady and fixed. like that English word, stick-to-itiveness. The mind should be totally immersed in stick-to-itiveness. That it absolutely solid and steady in Krishna consciousness. Doesn't waver. There's not even a slight tinge of wavering. You see, that is how we have to train ourselves. So the yogis, they try to do that in a mechanical process. Yam, niyam, the do's and the don'ts, asanas, pranayama, breathing exercises. They try to bring that mind into control by mechanical process. You see. But that is a very shaky position. Why? Because they are still proud that I am a great yogi. I am a great controller of my mind. You see? By my power, I will control my mind. You see? The problem. That pride is a problem. You see? As long as that pride is there, there is difficulty. As we see that famous yogi Vishvamrita, he fell down from his yogic perfection. His mind became steady. He achieved the samadhi stage of the yoga system. And still he fell down. You see? So how does one actually become fully solidly situated in the samadhi described here by Krishna? There is hint in this connection given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandavani vritin vitanate tundavali lamdaye karna krodha kadambani gatayate kunar budebhyo spriham cheta prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritin no jane janita kiyadhir Amritai Krishniti Varnadvai. This is the hymn. You see, given by Rupa Goswami. Translation: I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When that holy name is uttered within the mouth, I feel that Krishna is dancing on my tongue, and I then desire many, many mouths. When those holy names enter the holes of my ears, we then desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name of Krishna is dancing in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers all the activities of the mind, and the senses become inert. You see, one becomes stunned with wonderment. And one becomes absolutely fixed in the holy name. You see, he's stunned in wonderment. So note the phrase, it conquers the activities of the mind. You see. So this is the secret of how to become the most powerful yogi, the most powerful controller of the mind, absolutely fixed in unwaveringness. And that is, you have to invite the holy name into your heart. Let the holy name dance within the courtyard of your heart. When that holy name, as Rupa Goswami says, those two syllables, Krishna, when those two syllables are dancing in the courtyard of your heart, then the mind is absolutely conquered, you see. Perfectly conquered. And then you become the true yogi as described here by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So, we simply have to invite that name. Come, dance in the courtyard of my heart. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You see. And then the mind is absolutely fixed, you see. You can try to mechanically fix your mind on some point, but if you fall in love with someone, you're always thinking of them. You see, So our Krishna consciousness movement means you fall in love with Krishna. You see, that is Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya was saying, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. You see? So we have to fall in love with Krishna. When we look at Krishna's beautiful form, we just, our hearts melt in love. You see, that's, we have to learn from Radharani. You see, she is the acharya of, she is the acharya, the molten heart acharya. Yeah. Radharani looks at Krishna and her heart totally melts, you see. So we have to beg from Radharani. Therefore, when we chant Krishna, we first say, Hare, Hare Krishna. You see. We are begging the mercy of Radharani that we can approach Krishna in the same mood that she is in. You see. With a molten heart, you see. Melted down heart. Not a hard heart. Completely liquefied heart. You see. That is Radharani. So, how much we have? How much? What? 3 or 4 minutes left? 5? Huh? 6 minutes? Oh, we have till 6:20 on that one clock. Okay. 7? Oh, okay. 7:20. Okay. So I was just thinking that within that one night in Vrindavan. When Krishna danced the Rasa dance with the gopis, it was just one night on the earth planet, but actually by Krishna's mystic power it was a whole night of Brahmaji. So I was thinking, what will I do? They told me I have 25 minutes to give a lecture. I was thinking, wow, yeah. What am I going to do? I mean, Sukadev gave a Bhagavatam class for 7 days and I've been given 25 minutes, you know. I was just thinking, if Krishna can give me a mystic power, we can, within the 25 minutes, it can at least be 25 hours, you know, by mystic power. We can somehow get the benefit of at least 25 hour Bhagavad Gita class, you see. Does somebody, we have a few minutes left for questions. Anybody has questions, I'm happy to try to answer it. Now's your chance. Any questions? Everybody already knows all the answers now, right? Everyone has fully realized Krishna already, right? Yeah. So how to get out of the vicious circle? Some people say, well, since my chanting is offensive, I don't want to do that, so I'll just stop chanting. That's some people's solution. How to give up offensive chanting. They just stop chanting altogether. But actually, that's a bigger offense, you see. To not chant at all is a greater offense than to chant offensively. So in the beginning, we have no choice but to chant offensively, you see. We're making crude attempts to chant. Now, a little child who doesn't know how to walk, you see, when he first tries to walk, is he walking properly? No. His walking is his attempts to make those steps with his legs are very crude attempts. So how will he learn to walk? Thinking, well, I give up, I'm just going to crawl on all fours for the rest of my life. You see? Can you imagine a 45-year-old man crawling on all fours because he didn't want to learn how to, you see, how silly that would be. So we should not be silly like that about Krishna consciousness either. We should be determined. No, I must learn how to do this. By the mercy of, what is that shloka? You see, Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lamigate giram yat kripa tamahang vande shri guru dinatananam. You know that verse? by the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, even an imbecile can give eloquent speeches, and a lame man, you know, a wheelchair-bound man, he can climb over a mountain, you see, by the mercy of the spiritual master. So if one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, by his grace, one can actually enter into that wonderful dimension known as Shuddha Nam Loka, the world of pure chanting, you see, that wonderful world of Shuddha Nam. If we have a special mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, by his grace, you see, by following his orders. Actually, whenever there was an initiation ceremony, Srila Prabhupada wanted that these 10 offenses should be described at the initiation ceremony. And so I do that. Whenever I initiate some new disciples, I always lecture on those 10 offenses. And what's the first offense? To blaspheme the devotees who've dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. So, here's the insider secret. What kind of relationship do you have with devotees? Let's see. If you have loving, if you're cultivating loving relationships with Vaishnavas, that same loving spirit will manifest in your chanting. But if I'm critical of Vaishnavas, and yeah, that devotee is no good, I have all those kind of thoughts, my chanting will never go anywhere. It'll always be offensive. So the key is Vaishnava Sangha, Nama Sangha. Nama Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha. That's the key. However, whatever mood you have in associating with devotees, that will carry into your chanting. And then, so what you do, the trick is, try to have wonderful loving relationships with devotees. That will make your chanting more powerful, and that more powerful chanting will empower you to have better relationships with the devotees, which will empower you to have better chanting, which will empower you to have even better. In this way, they feed off each other and just go, right, break through the coverings of the universe. By the mercy of the holy name and the mercy of Vaishnava. So that's the key. You see? And this is confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, the famous Vaishnava songwriter. He confirms this point. What does he say? Ananda Hari Bolo. Let's see. Ananda Bolo Hari Bhajavrindavan. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Mojoyaman. He says you should ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Anande Bolo Hari. In great ecstasy, chant the holy names. And then in Bhaja Vrindavan, worship the holy Dham. And then Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade. You worship the lotus feet of your spiritual master. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade. And the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. So every Vaishnava's feet, they are holy dust producing. Every Vaishnava, not only my spiritual master, but all Vaishnavas. You see. If in your heart you will worship the Vaishnavas, and you worship the spiritual master, and you worship the holy Dham, then I guarantee you, your chanting will be ecstatic, and it will break through the coverings of the universe. So there's your answer. So our time is up. I don't dare go on any further. A little cane may come and pull me off the Vyasa-san here. So I'm going to go ahead and stop here and thank you all very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. And if anybody you like to didn't feel you heard enough, you can go on the internet where I have a free e-course. You go to www.backtohome, B-A-C-K-T-O-H-O-M-E. You know, like back to home, back to Godhead. Go to www.backtohome.com and you can get on my free e-course, and I'll give you some nectar every day to contemplate. It's called the Thought for the Day. You'll get every day in your email. So, we thank you very much once again for participating in this ecstatic movement of Lord Chaitanya, brought all over the world by the most amazing, empowered acharya in the modern history. His divine grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Astatarasada Shishi Mad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj, the savior of the whole universe, Ki Jai. Thank you very much.